In this episode, I talk about one of the greatest lessons that ever got taught to me, and that is giving the prospects what they want to hear so you can eventually give them what they need. And I talk about the irresistible offers that we have made to our prospects that have turned them into clients. And some of those irresistible offers have been a little controversial. And I tell some stories about how some of the offers, when you push the envelope, you're going to get hate, you're going to get resistance, you're going to get people talking about you. And if you're so focused on you and not the client, it can become really easy for you to abandon these offers that their intention is good and it's pure and it's right. And when you put yourself in the situation and you care more about your ego and what people are saying about you rather than your customer, is where there's a disconnect between what the business is offering and then what the client is actually getting. So I hope that you really get a lot from this episode. And if you do, please give this thing 5 stars, share it with an entrepreneur who needs to hear it. And so without further ado, let's dive in. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanares. So last night we had a little family movie night. And so in our house, we honestly don't watch very much TV. In fact, we don't even have a TV in our house. So when I say we had a little family movie night, we watch it on a computer, an old computer we have upstairs. We plug it into this old speaker we have upstairs, and we all sit on the couch and we prop up the laptop. Last night we had our air conditioner on there, so we prop up the laptop and we all sit around watching TV. And so it's not something we do very often, but when we do, we usually watch a family movie, right? And so I have 2 kids. My oldest kid is almost a teenager. She'll be 13 in a couple weeks. And my youngest is a 3-year-old. So watching TV shows for all of us and to keep us all entertained is definitely a unique challenge amongst itself. But the 3-year-old literally, she's just learned how to grow, to learn more and to understand like more adult movies. So anyway, the movie that we picked last night was Lion King, 2019. So it's the new Lion King. It's not the animated version. It's the real life version. And it was awesome. So there's lots of great stories within the Lion King. But one of the things that really stood out to me last night was that the moment where Rafiki, the monkey, he came and found Simba. And Simba was, feeling bad for himself. And he wanted to try to ignore this burden that he was trying to run away from, which was that he was the king. You know, he was the king, and he ran away from his pack, and he just wanted to run away from his problem. And Rafiki basically told him this one message that really resonated with me, and he said, "Simba, you want me to show you your father?" And all of a sudden, his ears perked up, and he was like, "My father?" He was like, "Of course I want to see my father, right?" And so then Rafiki took him through the jungle, get him all excited, and got him so excited, "I'm gonna see my father." And then all of a sudden he had him look into the little pond, and he tapped the water with his little stick. And then all of a sudden, as Simba was looking, he's like, "I don't see my father." And then when he tapped the water, he's looking harder, and all of a sudden he saw his father in himself. And I thought that was actually a really powerful moment in that movie. And what I think about when I watched that was this concept of, like, you need to sell people on what they want, but give them what they need. And so a lot of times when it comes to marketing, like, you can't just tell them, like, "Here, you need to see your father in yourself," or "You need to see yourself in your father." You have to say, "Hey, your father, like, you want to see him," and all of a sudden it gets them excited. And so you get them what they want, and then all of a sudden once you have their attention and you're able to move them long enough, then you actually sell them on what they need. And it's a really powerful concept, and I saw this a lot in my first business, in my fitness business. So we used to run this offer called a free 6-week challenge. And so this offer was created by this guy named Sam, I'm going to butcher his last name, Bakhtiari, but it was really made famous by Alex Hormozi and the Gym Launch System. And so this was an offer that we ran for many, many years. and it was an irresistible offer. And so there's many components to an irresistible offer, but one of those is that people just like, they melt over it, right? And this free 6-week challenge, the basics of it was that we would offer this free 6-week challenge, and we would give these clients, we would give them 6 weeks of training for free. We would give them, they get to train inside our gym 3 times a week. They would get a customized meal plan. They would get weekly accountability. We would track their weight and their body fat every single week. And it was a high level, it was like highly hands-on program. And you're like, well, how do you give it away for free? And for it to still make sense. And so what we would do is we'd have everybody who came in the program, we actually have them put down a deposit. And so in the beginning, the very first time we ran it, it was like $500. And then by the end of it, I mean, I think one time I sold it for $800 over a 6-week time frame. And so they would put down the deposit in the front end. And here's how they got it for free, is if they checked in to the gym 3 times a week, so they show up to all 3 workouts, if they followed the meal plan, which was something that we couldn't necessarily track from like, hey, like show me your food log. But what we did is we also put a goal in there and like, hey, if you lose 20, 25 pounds, or if you lose 5-6% body fat at the end of the 6 weeks, then we'll give your $500, $600, $700, whatever it was at the time, we'll give it back to you. And so all of a sudden people were like, oh, now all of a sudden they became really motivated to actually follow through with the freaking program. And so this offer was irresistible. People loved it. It not only did it give people the opportunity to actually get something for free, but that it wasn't just given to them. They had to earn it. And so we would have crazy results. And it was really amazing to actually see the people who came in that we had to hard sell, that were really skeptical of it. And then by the end of it, they were like, wow, this is freaking amazing. And they lost the weight and so on and so forth. And so that was like my first experience with an irresistible offer. And it was cool because I had never, ever sold a program for that much money my entire life. And I had never done, you know, that's in the sales business, like that's called like a bait and switch, right? You bait somebody in and then you basically, you know, basically give them what they need. And that's essentially what it, all this, like this whole message is about, is like, it's selling people on what they want to hear, but then give them what they actually need. And a lot of people that I saw who actually ran this program, because again, like this was ran inside a mentorship that had a couple thousand other gyms in there. And I was fortunate enough to basically rise up in the ranks of this mentorship and, basically did coaching, for Alex inside this mentorship. And so I got to hear all the people's moral or value-laden problems with selling a free offer, but then charging people a deposit up front. And really what it came down to was that people were so focused on themselves and not on the client. And in the beginning for me, I was just like, I had spent all my money. I had spent $10,000 on this program. They're like, I needed to make it work. And so, values, morals aside, like I was just trusting in the process, because if I didn't, then I was going to lose my business and I would most likely have lost my girlfriend at the time, Katie. And I was like, okay, like I'm going all in. I'm just going to believe in this, right? Like I didn't have any experience. I didn't have any testimonials outside of what Alex told me. So I just believed in Alex. And so, you know, after I did the very first challenge, we sold 105 people. It was amazing. And then I was all of a sudden the testimonials started to roll and that started to roll and started to roll in. I'm like, wow, like this thing actually freaking works. It was insane. And so we did that for many, many years. And as I look back on it, the thing that made the offer really cool was also the thing that made it really challenging for a lot of people to sell, was that again, you were offering this free thing, you put the deposit up front. So there's always like one or two crazy people who would get upset about it, whether it be just in the sales process itself, which no matter what you do, you're going to have people who like are going to show up, they're not going to be buyers, and they're going to find a reason to find an excuse not to buy. But one of the bigger problems came in when someone actually joined the program, and let's say that the goal was to lose 20 pounds and they lost 18 pounds. And they're like, hey, I lost 18 pounds. Like I did everything I said, like your program didn't work. I want my money back. And so as a rookie business owner, a lot of people, they decided not to give the money back. And they got bad reviews and let a bad taste in people's mouths. And I think that was one of the biggest mistakes I personally made in our first time we ever ran it was there's probably three people. I can remember one person I remember very definitively who we didn't give the money back because they didn't actually meet the criteria. And again, I was just like, hey, this is what the contract said. Here are the stipulations. Like, you didn't meet it, unfortunately, so I can't give your money back to you. And that was a big mistake. Looking back on it, like the $500 to give it back to that person and to make them happy is everything. Like, totally worth it. And so as a novice business owner, like I didn't understand that. And so I paid the price. And it's funny because if you actually Google Big Sky Barbell, it's actually BSC Wealthy Body Coaching now. You can go back through some of the reviews, and there's tons of reviews on there. It's actually really cool to go through some of these old reviews, but you can see there's only a couple bad reviews on there. But there's one in here that I really want to share. And so this one is from Sahara Bupri. And I honestly don't remember this gal, but her review is really good. And it said, like, I read all the reviews. I knew what to expect going into the 6-week challenge. I knew about the deposit and potential sales pressure. That's all part of it. After 6 weeks, I lost 23.5 pounds and 6.9% body fat. I could not have done it without Big Sky. One has to stay very disciplined in order to meet the predefined goals and expectations. There's a contract up front. The terms are very clear. Had I come up with short of that 5.5% body fat, I would still be writing a very similar review. The coaches are sound and professional. The facility is adequate. The meal plan is straightforward and affordable. The vibe is great, but the results, they speak volumes. Take this program seriously and it works. And so, like, those are the type of reviews that when I look back on them, like, man, like, this program actually helped people. That's the reason why we ran it for so long, is that it actually helped. And when you become really focused on the client rather than yourself, like, you're willing to actually take that criticism. You're willing to take that outside pressure, and you're able to continue to push forward and continue to market, continue to advertise, continue to offer this amazing offer, because you know what? It's not about you as a business owner. It's about serving the client. And this program, it served the client so well. And it did for a very, very long time. And I think when you really look at marketing and sales, and you're trying to put together irresistible offers, most people, they're afraid. They're afraid to say things because of what people might think about them. They're afraid of the noise. They're afraid of the reviews. And it's because you're just focused on yourself. Like, it's actually very selfish. And when you're able to look at it from the client perspective, and you're even able to look at it from, going back to our example with Rafiki, like, Rafiki, he told Simba, he's like, let me take you to your father, right? And never once did he feel guilty. Or he's like, obviously he's not going to take him to, like his father passed away. But he took him to a place where he could actually see the vision of what he was trying to portray. And that is what you're doing as a business owner, is you're trying to take someone, you're trying to get them to prick their ears up, tell them what they want to hear, get their attention, gain some trust, and then pull them to what they actually need to do to actually change their life. And that is what business is about. And so when it comes to marketing and sales and taking irresistible offers and telling people what they need to hear to give them what they want, like, that is the goal. And when you're able to do that as a business owner, like, you're able to truly transform people's lives. And that's really the message that I want to share with you today. So if you're looking to bring on new clients, you're trying to advertise your business, like, what is that irresistible offer? What is that thing that people, that they want? Like, what is that thing they want to hear? Give it to them. You know what's funny is that for the first 3.5 years that I had my own fitness business, I did not sell weight loss because I did not want to sell weight loss. I wanted to sell powerlifting. I wanted to sell strength training. And I got in my own way. And because I decided that I wasn't going to sell weight loss because I was above that, right? I was worried about myself. The moment that I started selling weight loss is when my business, it took off. Like, I tell you that story. When I started working with Alex, like, one of the big reasons why my business also took off is because up until before I met Alex, like, I had never actually sold a weight loss program. I only sold strength training. And so my business did about $5,000 a month. And my very first working with Alex, I did $50,000 a month. And a lot of that was the marketing and sales, but also I got myself out of the way. And I was like, okay, what I'm doing isn't working. And so I'm just going to trust in what this guy, Alex, what his system is. And you know what? It works. And so I did something I never did before. I sold weight loss. My business blew up. And as a business owner, like, you are getting in your own way. I've gotten my own way so many freaking times. Every time I look at my business, I'm like, why it's not growing? It's because I'm getting in its own way. So that's my message for today, is get out of your own way, be customer focused, and create that irresistible offer. What is it? What is it that's going to make your customer just like, man, they want to like crawl and they want to do, they'll do anything to get to what you're offering. So hopefully you really resonated with that message. If you did, if you like this, like, please let me know. Rate this podcast, like it, give it 5 stars, share with somebody, share with another entrepreneur who is who needs to hear this. Someone who needs to market their business better. Someone who needs to get out of their own way. Someone who needs to serve their customer. So without further ado, I'm out.